Hey everybody, I just wanted to check in. Welcome to the Sam Clark Show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you guys about perseverance. So, this week I started graduate classes and of course, a lot of reading because it's an online course. And I got some grading done for my class because they had a project to do. And I was like, all right, so I'm going to just do a class today. So my cutoff time is 9 o'clock and I just got finished editing the grades in the grade book. And I got so much done with that, even though I had planned to have all of it graded in one day. But tomorrow I'm gonna pick up grading four more classes. And then after that, I should hopefully be completed with that so I can start focusing on my reading for my class. But then my mind is like going through so many different changes because I'm thinking about so many different things. I got such a long to-do list, and then I stopped and think that every day I persevere through different struggles. And I just got finished talking to a friend of mine who graduated from Claflin. Shout out to Tamuka. He is so amazing. He just got his PhD and he's just trying to do so many wonderful things, and it's so geared towards education. And I was talking to him, and then I thought, you know, from the takeaway from our conversation was that I'm not on anybody's timeline. Like, I'm not on a pace where I gotta complete what I feel like my goals are for the year or for the month. Like, I'm competing with other people, or that I feel as though I gotta go on a set agenda, because I don't. And so I persevered through so much in my life, even from the very beginning, before I even transitioned to education, that it was just like looked like I wasn't gonna get through. Like, I just been going through so many changes. I got to spend so much money for things I want to do for my class, how I want to make my classroom look. And, you know, it's this thing where we should have a budget where it's dedicated to helping make our environment for our students great. And it's really not like that. Like, we have to put forth so much effort to make things look great and help students to just feel like they're at home. And I want my class to feel more homey and roomy. And so it's like, okay, what can I do? And so I have to spend so much money. But I feel like in the end, I persevere through so much. And perseverance means that you got to keep pressing through. You got to keep going till you get to the very end. And when I thought about what my friend Tamuka said about, you know, not being on anybody's schedule, it just made me feel so free, because I'm not. And nobody really is. But we feel like when we look at, you know, different situations that we might be in, that we are on a certain timeline, we are on a certain deadline, and we're really not. I mean, there's things that are going to get done, it's going to get done. And that's kind of like where my attitude has to be. I'm not perfect, and today I really want to read the scriptures and just, you know, some on perseverance and just thinking about God and how, even though he might have felt like what he was doing, what his father had asked him to do, which was die on the cross, you know, that was a big, big deal. He still was able to be guided through it and getting through it and persevere through it to the end. And I always go back and think like that, because God wants us to be like him, think like him, talk like him, walk like him. And it's hard sometimes, especially when you're dealing with certain people in certain situations where your emotions are at an all-time high and people do things to you that you feel as though they shouldn't do, and people respond to you in ways you feel that they shouldn't respond. But you got to persevere through it. You just got to press through it, get through it. And I just kept saying to myself, God, I just want to get through it. You know, he's going to make sure it works out in the end. And for my class, I know that I'm going to get a great grade in this class. I've never done group work online. Like, it was so crazy. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to persevere through that thing, because I thought I had to do all that stuff by myself, but I don't. I'm in groups. And I was like, why didn't I think of that, that I'm going to be in groups? Like, how did I miss that critical part of the freaking, you know, examples and the instructions? And it was probably because my mind wasn't there. Like, I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking about just getting what I got to get done and not relying on anybody. And I'm not used to working in groups. I'm used to working in groups, but not online. Like, I'm not used to an online class. And for me, it's different. It's outside the norm. It's making me go and stretch and reach for my resources and make things a little bit easier for myself and not hard. And just, it's just crazy. And I'm working with two other wonderful ladies, and you know, some one attitude is great, the other one is just like, whatever, you know, okay, this is what it is, and it's fine. I still persevere through. And when I felt like there was a burden lifted off of me, I was like, okay, so all I got to do is just read and do a response. And like, that's not hard. But then when you think about what you got to do and what is all included in that, your brain kind of goes rapid fire. Like, oh my God, you got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. And so today I just had to slow down. I had to cut myself off and just relax. It's the weekend. I should not be this, you know, hyped up on it. So that's why I thought about making this podcast and saying persevere. When you persevere through things, you're able to share your experiences with people that might be going through a similar thing. And persevering is the best. It's like the nice, the best topic, the nicest thing you can do, because at the end, when you are just through all of the situations, you get to the end, you're like, God, thank you, you know. And so that's where I'm at. And I just wanted to come on here and talk about that a little bit. If you're going through something this week, or if you got so many things on your list and agenda and you hadn't sat down to just thank God, or just say, hey, you know, I want to persevere through this. The way you press forward is by thinking of all the good things that you have accomplished and all the good things you're going to go through and all the good people that are standing behind you. And as you press forward, just know that perseverance is the only way to get through some of these difficult times and these difficult situations. I'm like so excited and so happy to be teaching. My attitude about it is amazing, and my students are amazing. They're not perfect, and I'm not perfect either, and that's what's so amazing about it, that I can live with them, I can grow with them, and we can persevere through all these things together. So I hope that everybody has a blessed week. I'm going into the week just, you know, with favor and guidance, and tomorrow I'm going to pray and ask God to just fill me with the nourishment that he needs me to be filled with, and my mind to be replenished, so that the week can start off great. I don't have any really major plans, and it's like, you know, I shouldn't have major plans. I should be doing something, but guess what? I'm going to be relaxing and persevering through the week, and I hope that you guys do the same. I hope to talk to my lovey soon. If y'all have any ideas or something you want me to talk about on the show, please comment on my Facebook or come on my page. I do have a page. Everybody knows what the page is called, Empowering Women. Please, please, please put Mrs. Sam Clark, look it up. Come see me. Come drop comments of anything you want to talk about. All right. See you guys soon. Bye.